You know, there comes a point in your life, if you're saved, spiritually born again, that this place don't mean nothing anymore. You've seen it 1,000 times. You've heard the same conversations. You've heard the same drama. The same he said, she said, the same old, 1,000 times. You've seen the same political movement. You've seen the same lies by the doctors, the lies by the education system, the lies by the media. You've seen the Hollywood movies repeat. Superman 1, Superman 2, Superman 3, Matrix 1, Matrix 2, Matrix 3, Matrix 4. It just keeps repeating. You saw your grandparents go through it, your parents, you, your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. You've seen it repeat 1,000 times. If you haven't seen it, I mean, if you take enough jobs or move to enough cities or travel enough to see the same pattern in every city, if I go to the next city over, I'm going to see a Taco Bell, I'm going to see a Walgreens. And I was at a, what city was I in? Clemens, I think. And so I was in another city, and I came up on a Walgreens, and across the street, guess, tell me what was across the street from the Walgreens. Tell me. You don't even have to go there. Tell me. CVS. I saw a Walgreens. I looked across the street. There's a CVS. How is that even possible? What's that about? The same game repeats, people. The red versus the blue. If you go to one city and you see Coca-Cola plant, you're going to see a Pepsi plant probably across the street somewhere. Can't you understand what's going on? Can't you see it? Can't you see it? You get to the point where you know it's the snake eating itself. Now, you're going to either get the one reason you ignore it and don't want to look at it is because it's kind of depressing. If you meditate on it, most people, what they do is they go on their midlife crisis and they start drinking and drugging and getting drunk and chasing skirts and buying them a new hot rod car and all that. They want to chase the things of the world one last time, and it makes, then they get sick, and then they go away. Instead of running to God and saying, Lord, what's going on? And realizing it's a repeat simulated training program to birth you into the new state. That's why it cycles. Anytime you have a cycle, you're moving to a new destiny, a new destination. It's revealed in the words. The words reveal it all. And you have to ask yourself, you know, why would you, me, you, whoever, why would we go our whole life and not realize that every time we speak a word, it has a deeper meaning? Every time we speak the letters of a word, A, B, C, D, E, it has a deeper meaning. Why is it when you go to the ABC store, you buy alcohol at the ABC store? Spirits. Because words and letters are spirit. Every word and every letter has a deeper meaning. Every word and every letter has a certain kind of power, certain kind of spirit behind it. When the baby says ma, 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 comes out of the womb and says ma, all of them, Chinese, you think I'm lying? Test me. Test and see if I'm telling the truth. It doesn't matter if it's French, Spanish, Chinese, Russian, they all say ma. There might be one language where they don't, but most, 99% of them say ma. Now why? The baby says ma because it came through the water and the blood. M is water, A is blood. When the woman has a baby, there's water that breaks and there's blood. That's why the baby says ma, because it's the words. Behind the word is a spiritual significant truth. Ma, water and blood. Elephant, elevator, ethereal, ether, email. What's that? E is spirit, instant, high, lifted up. E is spiritual. Behind the letter E is spirit. Behind the letter M is the waves, the ma, the water. Behind the letter A is the bullock, the bullock, the sacrifice, the blood of his cross. That's the overarching pattern. The letter A goes back to the Alpha and the Omega. They talk about alpha males. Well, Jesus was the greatest alpha male, right? Because he went to the cross. He had real love. He was willing to sacrifice for the whole world. Imagine knowing so much truth and living and eating of something higher, and everybody else around you is just eating of the snake eating itself, the creation eating itself, the snake eating itself, and going back to the grave. And they think that midlife crisis is going to give them some fun and excitement. It's going to do nothing but trouble. The snake eating itself. Hello? The snake eating itself. Anything you build down here eventually will go away. Hope you know that. Anything you focus on down here will eventually disintegrate, go to dust, disappear, go away. And any new concept or idea you think you can come up with, it's already in Proverbs, it's already in Psalms, it's already in the Old Testament, New Testament, Revelation. It's already written. It's already written. The AI was already. It's the flesh mind. It's the man made the AI in his image. Look that up, the Animatrix. Look that up and watch the Animatrix for free. Man made robots in his image, computers. That's why it's called digits. Your fingers are called digits, so that's why they call it digits on the computer. Ones and zeros, binary code, hexadecimal code. Hex. Machine man. You're under a curse and don't even know it. In Christ, like somebody made, you can't curse what God has blessed. But in the flesh system is under a curse. The witches and the warlocks, they know you're in a death cult, and they mock you to your face. Why do you have to clip your fingernails every so often? It's dead skin coming off your body. Why do you have to cut your hair? It's dead skin. Death. Why is everybody painting their face? They got a painted face, or they got a suit and tie on. on dead men's bones. The more I look around me, the more I realize the vanity of mankind, the pride and vanity is off the roof. Imagine a clay body of water walking around with no hope. Without Jesus, there's no hope. Without Jesus, there's no knowledge, no wisdom, no, you can't even live. In Him we live and breathe and have our being. Without Him, there's nothing. So imagine a clay creature trying to fight against a creator who sustains them. They can't even exist without Him. You're fighting against God, and God gives you your breath. Now, how egotistical, prideful, ignorant can the human be? Thinking that you can figure it out in your own power, you can sustain yourself. How can you even believe that? Imagine living, somebody who doesn't really believe in God or trust God or have faith in God, and they go their whole life trying to do it in their, they want to be their own God. Imagine the pride of that. And imagine the pride of that kind of person facing off with the Creator. When they die, cartoon characters in a cartoon body. You could go out in your front yard, make a piece of clay, and build it up to look like a human, but you can't breathe life into it. Who's more of a cartoon? The devil and his demons, or the humans? The prideful humans who can be taken. I mean, you, somebody kick you in the Achilles heel and you're down. You're down. So, somebody, you could actually chew on something and die. Somebody could take you out with one blow if they hit you in the right spot. The pride of man. What's more cartoonish? The pride of man or the pride of the devil and his demons? Which one's more cartoonish? I think they're about the same, aren't they? Cartoon land. And then we go home and turn that boob tube on. Cartoon land. Then you turn the TV on, listen to that cartoon announcer on the media, Mockingbird, just repeating what they've been told. I don't care if it's Alex Jones. I don't care if it's First Post. These people are good about conveying, but they're only conveying what they've heard to be real, and it might not even be real. They're just conveying something they think is real. If you want real, walk out your front door and get you a shovel and start digging. You want to have some exercise, get a shovel and start digging. They got these weightlifters. They got this, some kind of YouTube channel, Weightlifters versus Farmers. Weightlifters versus the army or whatever. And the weightlifters always lose. The people actually doing the actual physical work all the time, they win. I saw the cartoon land before I even knew the decode. I said, this is ridiculous. The preachers, cartoon preachers. Here's a cartoon preacher for you. You're saved by faith alone, but you never better not miss a day of church, because you're not right with God if you do. Now, if that's not a cartoon preacher, I don't know what it is. You're saved by faith alone. What are the works of God? To believe on His Son whom He has sent, okay? But if you miss a day of church, you're not right with God. But the Bible says, what are the works of God? How to get right with God? Faith in Jesus. But the preacher says, yes, faith in Jesus, but it's also never missing a day of church. It's also church attendance. Is it faith alone, preacher? Or is it church attendance and faith alone? Is it faith alone, preacher, and renewing the inner man? Or is it going to church, going to your little 501(c) cult that you want to be? You don't want to have to work. I mean, Apostle Paul was a tent maker. You don't want to have to work. So you want everybody else to tithe so you can be a fat cat. And most preachers are fat. Do you understand? He's a cartoon character. He's a clown. Is faith alone in Jesus alone? Sunday morning, Sunday night, but at the end, you better, and then Wednesday, we're just going to have a prayer meeting. Well, you better not miss a day of church. You're not right with God. Do you not hear what you just said? Didn't your words betray you? Did not your words betray you? But you want to believe that he has your best interest because he says he's a preacher. He went to school. You better not miss a day of church. Don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together, right? But that's not just talking about, that's talking about fellowship, phone calls, but most time people go to church, talk about the world, basketball and football. And that was actually written to the Hebrews. But as a church, you want to fellowship with other believers, but you don't want to fellowship under a legalistic system because you're free in Christ. And if you read Galatians, he said those legalists came to spy out your liberties in Christ. We wouldn't let them stay no more than an hour. We figured out who they were. We kicked them out. And so if the preacher's preaching legalism, you got to kick him out. And if you can't kick him out, you leave. Hello? Preacher, is it faith alone and Jesus alone? Or is it faith plus a church attendance? Is it faith alone and Jesus alone, preacher, like you said Sunday morning? Or is it faith alone plus church attendance, like you said Sunday night or Wednesday night? Which one is it? Are you a liar? Are you greedy? Are you not able to rightly divide? Are you trying to force people to be spiritual? If a person wants to fellowship with another believer, they're going to figure out a way to do it. Even if it's on the internet. I'm talking about spirit-filled. But if you have to force them, that's putting you back under law. You can't force somebody through guilt, shame, condemnation to do something they don't want to do. They got to do it because they want to do it. I don't want to fellowship with the world. If there was a church right down the street that I could walk to that wasn't legalistic, I'd be down there every time the doors were open, probably just because it's better to be there than be anywhere else. Not because I have to, because that's where I belong, but not under legalism, not under guilt, shame, condemnation, not under football and basketball being discussed the whole time. Is it faith alone in Jesus alone, or is it faith plus eating a cheeseburger? Faith plus drinking a Coke? Faith plus going to a baseball game? Faith plus church attendance? Faith plus anything? Is it faith alone, or is it faith plus something? Why do your words betray you? Why do your words reveal that you're a legalist trying to use guilt, shame, condemnation to bring a tithe so you don't have to work? It's all revealed. Just listen. Just because somebody has a title under their name doesn't mean anything. It usually means the opposite. When they add a title, it's usually the opposite. There's reason they put a title on it. unless God gives you a title. This is why they don't like me, because I can see through them all. Their words betray them. You know a witch. You know a witch will never say, I'm a witch. But you can tell by the cats and the owls and the dream catchers and the people that hang around and the warts and the bent fingers and the nose, the long nose. They always have cats around. They always have wicker furniture. The witch reveals themselves. They always like that wicker furniture. You gotta have some wicker furniture. Well, you might say, well, what's the wicker furniture, the wicked web they weave? Wicker, Wicca, wicked. They can't hide anymore. Nobody can. They never could. They just thought they could.